Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, it's Saturday, May 12th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Time flies, right? I'm enjoying the show here tonight with you guys. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. You can get a hold of me through the website, of course, if you need to. And our phone number tonight, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. It's open lines tonight. We're doing that, just chatting about whatever. I have plenty of news here, of course, but if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts, feel free to do so. Here's the thing. I don't think... I agree with what Jim was saying. It has to be one person at a time. It really does, because I'm not waking people up. And guess what? You're not waking people up. People wake themselves up, but they're presented with the information that allows them to explore it. And they hopefully choose to do so. Look, there are a lot of people out there, a lot of radio programs that have listeners that'll just do whatever somebody says. I don't tell you guys to do anything. I don't tell you what to think, how to think. I just tell you to think. I don't mind if we disagree. That's fine, because you know what? It's a thought process. I'll give you an example. I worked at a club one time, and I had a boss, and she was very, very, very hard on me. And she was hard on all the employees, of course. It was just her way, her management style. And I remember she came up to me one time, and she said, "Why did you do whatever it is that I did?" And I said, "I don't know." And she said, "No, no, no. Let's start over." She goes, I don't really mind that you did it. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't bad or anything. She goes, "I don't mind that you did it, but what I do have a problem with is the fact that you don't know why." She goes, "At least show me some thought went into it, and it'll be a lot easier to forgive." And I said, "Wow, what a great concept that is." It's okay to make mistakes, folks, especially if you're making them honestly. It's okay to at some point in your life, be worshipful, I suppose, of these institutions that we're trying to break down. Everybody does. Nobody's born awake. We have to have nothing but compassion for those who don't know what we know. Not sympathy. Have sympathy for the other side, who maybe don't realize what they're doing. But for the people who are just oblivious, look, we have hope for them. And we have to do that. We have to present people with the information that allows them to wake up. Everybody has a sort of... an interest, because we try to address on this show the vast scope of all this stuff, right? How big it is and how interconnected everything is. That's why I do it that way, because I've had people wake up who've listened to the show and they said, "This guy's a crazy person, and he interviews crazy people, and his callers are crazy people." And then one day they're listening to the show. Maybe they're a stockbroker or something. They hear something about the Federal Reserve, and they're like, "Wait a minute, this is my area of expertise. Frank has crossed the line. He's a nut job. I'm going to go and buy the book of that guest, and I'm going to go research everything, and I'm going to call into the show, and I'm going to blast him with all these facts that prove how wrong he is and how wrong his guest is and how wrong his callers are." And then he does the research, and guess what? The light bulb turns on, maybe for the first time. And he says, "My God, if this is true, what about all that other stuff I used to laugh at and mock? Maybe all that's true also. I was the same way. We all were. At one point, we didn't know these things. So now what can we do?" Learn to ask questions. Insist on being allowed to ask questions. Insist on having disclosure. Look, I understand that we're never going to know everything, but we have to be willing, able, and put in the work and accept the burden placed on our own shoulders to grow as individuals. A nation of followers is a weak nation, folks, but a group of individuals gathered together are unstoppable. Stay with us. Quick break. We'll continue with the calls. 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to John in New York. John, welcome to the show.
Yes, I got several questions and comments.
Sure.
The story you were talking about, the person with the incurable TB, was it?
Yes.
Maybe that might be like a patient zero for testing out the policemen on how to handle the bird flu people.
I was thinking that same thing. It's interesting. Have you read The Stand by Stephen King?
No.
It's pretty much exactly what happens in that story. They've got a biowarfare laboratory, and basically something happens, something spills or whatever, And one of the guys, he's like, that's it, I got to get out of here. So what they do is they try to lock down this facility. I don't think I'm going to blow anything for anybody because it's right at the beginning of the story.
I saw a movie like that.
Yeah, they did make a TV movie out of it. It was like 6 hours or 9 hours or something, very, very long,
yeah.
And not nearly as good as the book. But the gist of it is that this guy, this doctor, laboratory scientist, whatever, he beats his feet. He gets out of there barely. He drives through the gate. You know, they try to shoot him and stop him, whatever. He escapes. He picks up his wife and he's like, get in the car, baby, we got to go. So they get in the car, and then, of course, cut away to, like, 2 days later, he's driving in his car. He and his wife are both, like, about to die, and he crashes his car into some gas pumps, and you know, basically the people pull him out of his car, then they start getting sick, and it just goes on and on and on just like that. But that's basically the gist of it. That's how it starts out. So I agree that it's certainly a great possibility, and that was written in the 70s, by the way.
There's a lot of movies like that coming out now that have all sorts of plague kind of theme. So the other thing is Jim from West Virginia, I think it was Jim, right?
Yes.
Yes. He was in radio. I was wondering, he might be good to do a micro FM, because I think since one of our biggest enemies or weapons against us is the media being controlled by four major corporations, most of the media is done, and we need to have a different a groundswell of different voices out there. The other place is to make all sorts of pamphlets so that they hand them out around the recruiting stations, because if they want to start another war and nobody will come, they'll be dry at the pump as far as manpower. So that's some of my thoughts for heading off the thing. But I don't see how you can put the cracked, you know, the broken eggs back in the eggshell, because there's no war that's ever been won by being defensive. The war has already started on the people. You know, you got Waco, you got all these other things that they've done as far as shooting down the Americans, and then you have the 40% taxes. You know, these people that got the power, they're not going to go away unless there's some kind of bloodshed. And I'm not worried so much about people in the Patriot Movement shooting. I see that the government will make it happen because they're ready for their next move on the chessboard by taking guns away, so they'll make their own people look like patriots and start it. And that's how governments do. I don't see how, plan for the best, but, hope for the best and plan for the worst. But I don't see how America's pretty much lost. You're not going to be able to, because way back in the Civil War, we have things that have been put on us since then, and we have to go quite a back away so you can try to get a little bit of the Constitution back. Then you have all these people that have come into the country over this past many years that don't know anything I know about it. So our waters are polluted with not knowing, Americans, and so they're not going to fight for anything.
Well, I think the main thing, and I got to say this, I've interviewed a lot of people. I consider them to be like the godfathers of the whole truth movement. And some of these guys are very, very, very advanced in age. And when I've talked to them about doing the show, you know what the most common thing they've said to me is? They said, I'm glad that somebody who's your age, I'm 32, by the way,
right,
that somebody your age is waking up to this. And, it certainly got me thinking. And what I figured out was, is that the infiltration obviously is very, very deep, very advanced. And one of the things that I've sort of my assessment is that people tend to wake up in intervals, somewhere around the age of maybe like 20. There's a possibility of waking up. Most of the kids these days are in college. College will draft them into the Young Republicans, the Young Democrats, some sort of social movement. Oh, let's go protest the war, or let's go do this, and basically take them off the focus. The young kids are ready for a revolution of thought. They just don't know where to apply their energy.
Right.
So they keep them, of course, constrained. That's the main thing. If we want to change the future, we got to change. We got to start waking up the younger kids.
Right.
And here's another example. I was cleaning my office the other day, and I stumbled across a stack of papers, a little higher than I'd like to admit, but it was all hate mail and death threats and things like that. And I was perusing them, and I was thinking about it, that the most hate that I received from people was when I was doing a local show on a rock and roll station, because we had the young kids listening.
Right.
And the cool thing about it is that people would call me up. My youngest listener, who called in all the time, was 12, And my oldest listener who called in all the time was in their late 70s. And I would get grandparents who said that they finally found something to connect with their kids over because, you know, they've seen all this stuff. They know all this stuff.
Right.
And the kids were just like, wow, you know, because this is, to them, it's almost, the young kids, this is like a movie. This is like a movie come true. They're like,
right.
Wow, I can't believe it. This, all this stuff is lies. There's a real truth out there. There's really something to fight for. There's really something to believe in. There's really something that's more important than, you know, X or Y or Z, whatever is going on in their life. And it gives them hope. It gives them hope to know that that they have something to work towards. That's the kids take when they hear this information, it empowers them.
Right.
When other people hear this information, it crushes them.
Once you wake them up a little bit, they start saying thirst for knowledge. What else is out there? And the mystery of opening up a new secret.
That's exactly right.
To them that weren't truthful.
That's exactly right.
But, the younger people is the way to go. It's just that I don't know if we have enough time, but, we have to crack that. So I was thinking with the micro FMs, every patriot out there should have one on their homes. I do. I have a couple, and I would like to help people set up more. So
sounds great to me.
You know, anyhow. Also, if Jim was an old DJ or person in radio before, there's several places out there looking for a new host, so he might be able to do his talents there. He has a very good voice for that. So.
Absolutely.
But thank you for the time.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic stuff from John in New York. Folks, our number 800-313-9443, anywhere you want to go. Carolyn in Texas, welcome to the show.
Frank, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, stranger, how you been?
I'm getting a little sleepy. It's kind of late for me, but I'm happy to be speaking with you once again.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yes, I just had to comment on some of the points that Jim raised. What a thoughtful, sincere man he is.
Amen.
If someone is looking for a solution to the New World Order through ballots versus bullets, I mean, ballots, my gosh, the elections are all controlled, so... You know, I certainly wouldn't expect a solution through elections.
Mm-hmm.
The system is just so rigged. And as far as a revolution goes, I can't imagine this country getting that organized. I could see the country falling into riots or chaos before it moved to any kind of organized social political revolution. Because the conditions for chaos, they're ramping up. I mean, the gas prices... food shortages are certainly on the way. Terror attacks, wherever they're coming from, are a possibility. Natural disasters, epidemics, all these things, whether they're orchestrated or whether they just happen, they seem to be building up. My gosh, natural disasters. And even the way they're designed, when you see how the government responds to different natural disasters here, in Texas, in Eagle Pass, we had a big tornado. It killed like four people in Piedras Negras across the border in Mexico, and killed seven on our side in Eagle Pass, and put 100 people in the hospital in Eagle Pass. It destroyed hundreds of homes. Just a terrible thing. It took a week and a half for the government to declare an emergency, a national emergency. The aid that got down to the people, it didn't come from the U.S. government. It came from just churches and the Red Cross and local Red Cross and people in South Texas organizing and donating and helping out their brothers and sisters. And when it came to heavy equipment, the heavy equipment to clean up down there, it came from the government of Coahuila, the state government of Coahuila across the border.
Wow.
There was no heavy equipment coming from the state or the federal government because it's not here. It's over in Iran or in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it was like a week later, over 100 volunteers came from Mexico with heavy equipment from the governor of Coahuila.
Wow.
To clean the debris.
I didn't know that. That's amazing. Can I ask you to hang on?
Sure, yeah.
All right, just a quick break here, folks, and we'll be back with Carolyn in Texas and your phone calls as well at 800-313-9443. Please stay with us. Short break. More Frankly Speaking Radio coming up. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome, and let's get back to Carolyn in Texas. Welcome to the show, and please continue.
Oh, thank you, yeah. Well, when you look at how the government responded to the tornado in Kansas compared to how they responded to the tornado in Eagle Pass. Oh, just a second. Yes, Esther?
The spider was on me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Esther, I'm sorry. My daughter just had a really bad dream.
No, it was literally on me. I was laying on my nightgown.
Okay, I'll let you go, Frank.
All right.
But anyway, thank you for taking my call. Bye-bye.
That's no problem. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Oh, well, there you go. A little insight there. It is late at night. Kids do have bad dreams, and certainly spiders are out at night. we got a past guest with us here in the queue. Greg Colson, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Well, have you been, well, be a stupid question for most people to ask. Have you been catching the news lately?
Yes, I have.
Unbelievable things, man. Unbelievable stuff. I like to, you know, I hate to chime in behind her and the guy from New York, but... Yeah, I've really sensed this gut-wrenching, foreboding, you know, sense of things going really down the sewer line in a hurry.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one that came out just yesterday? Came from, let me check on just a second. WashingtonPost.com. Bush changes the continuity plan. Have you catch that one?
Yes, I did.
Well, I think from what I can see, behind what these other people have been saying already, I think this confirms a big deal of what, you know, John Moore has been saying. I think he'll probably have some new things to talk to you about here pretty soon. I saw this thing coming here three, four, 5 days ago, pointing toward this direction, toward this thing. You know, people have been still hanging on the idea that FEMA is still our secret government, but it hasn't been for a while. The DHS hasn't been, you know, for a while. It used to be, but now with this new thing, this National Security Presidential Directive number 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20, I think they screwed it down a lot tighter. And it looks like to me, from what I can see from this little bit of a report they give, that when they're talking about all these people, they're going to start pigeonholing, and they've been doing it. I mean, with this thing that happened last year with this back-to-the-bunker system, I think from what I've heard other people talk about, this is like a stage four type event, that the readiness, the preparedness, here's the thing I've seen, okay? I've heard other people talk about this already, that they've seen this thing taking place with this bunker thing and all these people they've been putting in, and they're just about to be called on it. So they had to come up with this directive to show the legitimacy of why they're doing what they're doing and tell people their reason why they're doing it. You know, it's not so much the all over engrossing thing, and they're pointing out, how can this be? This guy said this thing. Let me see if you can't pick up the contradiction in this. Everybody should catch this one. When he talked about this thing, he said, this is Ornstein, scholar, American Enterprise Institute, the Continuity of Government Commission, said that the order is a more explicit embrace of what has been since 9/11, an implicit but fair set of assumptions. Now, how can you have a implicit and fair set of assumptions? How could you, how can you have a clear set of assumptions? You're assuming something, but it's pretty clear what you're assuming.
Yeah.
Get the point? I mean, when they're talking when they're discussing the idea of a meltdown in Washington, D.C., as though it's going to be blown off the map, and they're talking about this thing in the report that really kind of caught my eye and thought, you know, when they talk about having a plan where they could previously, in previous times past, they'd have a note of warning coming if they had intelligence that said some other country was fueling their missiles and ready to launch. They got a time frame to look at. But what they're discussing now, what they're throwing at everybody, is saying that in this system, this new asymmetric threat environment, they call it, the adequate warning of potential emergencies that could pose a significant risk at the home to the homeland, Nazi homeland, might not be available. So there would be no prior warning, in other words. They're saying there won't be any such warning to be received if this thing actually happens. Mm-hmm. This, you know, fairly clear set of assumptions they've made about this thing that's implicit as of 9/11.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's very interesting because there's been a lot of talk about nuclear, and that is the proper way to pronounce it, of course, we all know, nuclear devices possibly, nuke-tack, you've got certainly nuke drills going on. There's quite a few things out there about that, as well as, of course, all of the hype that's been painted about Iran and so on and so forth. excuse me. We also know that when we talked to Lee Boyland, and he was talking about the polonium-210 and about how that can be used as a nuclear trigger, you know, it's got a very short life. So basically, if they're going to do something with that, it would have to happen fairly soon. I also think it's noteworthy that Tony Blair has announced when he'll be stepping down. So, you know, obviously Tony Blair is, you know, more or less essential to what our plan is. Who knows I don't know how the elections are fixed over there across the pond. I'm sure that they are to a degree. But at the same time, I do think that Tony Blair at this point is somebody we need to have on our side as far as pulling off another war or defending against another attack. However it will be painted for us. So I think all these time frames are very noteworthy, of course, and all these news cycles. And lots of stuff out there about the flu and illnesses as well.
Yeah.
So
this Pentagon report that says just recently that they expect the bird flu to kill at least 3 million people.
Yeah, I've got that story. It's very interesting, the fact, and I've got that story handy just as we go into break here. There was a line that jumped out at me, and it said, the United States military started to plan for a possible bird flu pandemic that could kill as many as 3 million Americans. That's interesting, just in the phrasing of that statement. Hold on a second, Greg. Hold on, folks. Back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. You can use that, of course, at any point as we are guest-free this evening. We're simply taking your calls. Let me point this out here first quickly. This hour is being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. Of course, Privacy Crisis is the book by Grant Hall. You can pick this up, and this is a must-have book, I will tell you that. You could pick this up on the website, privacycrisis.com, in ebook form or in hardcover. You can also look for a used copy at Amazon.com, or you can call Borders Bookstore, have it shipped to you over the phone by calling 702-433-6222. And I would urge you to, of course, go and have this thing ordered by your local retail outlet, your local bookstore. And just, that way people will know. Other people will know and hear about this book. This book will teach you privacy principles that will allow you the opportunity to basically make yourself invisible, to remove traces of you that are out there in cyberland or anywhere else where somebody could use that to harm you, to hurt you, to influence you, to track you down, to threaten you, or even to steal your identity and, of course, put your credit in the toilet. So big thank you to our good friend Grant Hall, and Privacy Crisis is the name of that book. Definitely, folks, have that book. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, and let's get back to Greg Colson on the phone. Greg, welcome.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you.
You were saying something about that, how the Pentagon had worded the thing. They said yes.
It's very interesting, and again, I'll just fly through it. It's only like five sentences. It came out today, this version from Australian version of ABC. It says the United States military started to plan for a possible bird flu pandemic that could kill as many as 3 million Americans. The Pentagon's plan for dealing with a massive outbreak of avian flu has been posted on its website. It says a pandemic in the U.S. could result in 20 to 35% of the population becoming ill, 3% being hospitalized, 1%, that is 3 million people, dying. The Pentagon says the bird flu outbreak would overwhelm civilian and military health facilities and cripple the ability of authorities to provide even basic commodities or services. Possible scenarios include U.S. troops being called in to put down riots, guard pharmaceutical plants and shipments, and help restrict the movement of people. Now, actually, I've read the one that President Bush signed last year, and I'm sure you have too, Greg. That's actually far more frightening than what the story would entail, because it basically says that if you attempt to disrupt a federal property, like a military base, or when they confiscate stockpiles of food and medicine and things like that, they could shoot you and kill you, and you can't sue, your family can't sue, you have no recourse whatsoever. So it's pretty much martial law type scenario.
Yes, and you know, if you notice, if people really get a hold of this and get understanding right now, because the way they've been wording stuff lately, we're on a fast track for so many things, because they talked about this FDA plan that the guy discussed it, the senator discussed the fact they're fast tracking this plan. They've got everything they're doing right now, everything they're backing right now is on a time frame that's within 6 months.
Yeah,
every bit of it. Even this thing that they had this lockdown they're trying to do, the FDA is trying to do another lockdown now of preventing people from being able to order drugs from other countries, including Europe. Have you caught that article?
Yes.
You can see how they're doing a lockdown in the entire country of anything we have to do with our accessibility of anything outside this country that could do of us any good past an event that evidently is coming very soon. Because if you see the trigger factors I've seen with the CFR report talking about privatizing the monetary system and the way they worded that if other the countries of the world don't get on board with this, they will implement it regardless. And the countries of the world will be at the mercy of the world banks to get in line with this or get left out.
That's very true.
And there's no playing around anymore. There's no fiddle-dicking the idea that this stuff is just 10, 20 years away from us. It is right now. And if they're going to pull off this thing of wiping out Washington, D.C., and then, having no government, there's so many things that have to be in place. And people just need to get ahead on this and look and see what's going on. You know, like the guy in New York, he probably seen what he's seen of New York. You go up to the entire Empire State Building and you look out over that, and then you really get to see New York. Most people that catch on the Patriot thing, where we're at now, a lot of people, they've got the first look of it. You know, they've made their trip to this new land, and they've seen the truth for themselves. But until they get a total overview of the entire landscape, they're going to have to get off the ground and start seeking higher ground and looking at this fact and get some help from Almighty God himself to give them some vision and insight into what's really going on beyond what we can see.
Amen. I think you're right on point. All these things have dates affiliated with them. They all do seem to be ramping up. And again, they still keep us distracted by talking about various things. This, look over here at this. Look over here at that. But what we've got in every one of these locations where people should be looking is the powers that be with their hands involved in this, exercising more and more control mechanisms to make sure that there will be no revolution. There will be no opportunity for it.
Yeah. Like you said, like the other people, the guy from New York, lady from Texas, I could feel in their sense of their feelings of, I could feel what they were saying, the foreboding nature of what, the low tone in their voices and stuff, I could tell it. But it's been on their hearts and their minds. A lot of people I've talked to have felt the same way. I mean, there's no edging into this anymore. I mean, we have been trying to think of, in a factor of 6 to 8 months, some of them 18 months, ahead of time, seeing when this thing's going to play out. But I think we've seen the trigger mechanisms when you get the big boys online with like the CFR there's no more waiting on this anymore. It's, you know, like Blair getting out and then, you know, naming a successor, a possible successor being Brown, and President Bush already, you know, already just talking as the guy is already in office already, like thing, you know?
Yeah, isn't that
like
amazing?
He's already, yeah, like he's,
I look forward to working with the guy that hasn't been elected yet. What?
Yeah, he's... He's already discussing, you know, he's happy to be working with Brown already. He's already discussing it, some of the things that he's been stating already, as though Brown, there's no election, Brown is a shoe-in, he's already there. That should give people a heads up, too, as to what's really going on with this. There's something even more foreboding than that. I think it's for people to get their head around it. I sent an email the other day. I don't know if you've had the chance to read it yet. It's just the foreboding feeling I had. I just thought it out there. Prophetic news flash.
Yeah.
Did you read that one?
I don't know if I read that. I get a lot of emails from you.
I know you.
I like it, though. No, trust me.
I try
me.
To give you mail that hopefully the news that you haven't seen, maybe. Or,
right.
Or something to kind of, you know, highlight the points of interest, of major interest at the moment to kind of help.
Oh, yeah, it does. Trust me.
I noticed Jeff's been catching on it, and he's been talking about it on his show, too. Some of the stuff I throwed out there with the housing, that housing, you know, report that guy came up. You probably read that one, maybe. If you go catch one of his broadcasts with the guy, Michael Horsey, I think it was, he had on the show the other day, he was discussing that. He was discussing a lot of things about the housing development with the bubble bursting and how serious and, you know, really tremendously foreboding that was. How much money they're talking about the housing industry losing, you know, to the tune of $1.2 trillion. You know, that is multitudes of times. I mean, you know, it's only like $100 billion for Enron. We're looking at, you know, multitudes of Enrons happening on a scale to reach $1.2 trillion worth of loss of real estate. So there's really no more. And there, you know, the people, even the guy, he was trying to be upbeat, too, and, you know, scale it out there like it was a few years off. But when it come down to the end and Zeff just laid it out there and pointed to the fact of what we're getting into right now, what people are stuck at, the point that they're at with no money, with doing everything on credit, doing, you know, the World Banks have, you know, has sucked all the life out of people they can get out of them now. They've done all they could do now. I mean, there's not much more people can drain, like you said before. I mean, people working 24 hours a day can't even pay their bills if they were working 24 hours. There's no way they can do it.
Yeah.
And I don't see how people really... And another thing, if anybody gets on the Internet and wants to look up this thing about the book you announced, you talked about the privacy issue, go Google this thing that's called Big Brother, Big Business. It was a documentary done in the BBC in 2006. That they, it's like they're telling off on themselves, given intricate details of how seriously embedded this surveillance system is in big corporations. And it flabbergasts me when they talk about this stuff, and I see that people don't really catch on anymore, that we don't have a government. We have a corporation. It's being run like a corporation. It's got executives of the corporation. It's got all the inner workings of our government now is showing signs of making decisions that are almost like on a corporate level. They don't make decisions by vote. They just make decisions. They don't. Yeah. The executive officer up there, the CEO, he doesn't, you know, get people to vote on what he wants to decide. He just decides it, and the company goes with that. Go for broke, you know, or, you know, fail or win, whatever. And that's where we're at. People need to understand that.
Well said. Very well said, my friend.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for the call.
I would like to throw in just if you give me if you want me to hang on a minute.
Yeah, sure.
How much time we got?
Much as you
break.
Need. Okay. I have like 7 minutes.
Okay, God, that ought to do it. This little piece I put out there is just kind of like you can get more out of people if you just kind of slap them upside the head and just stop, make them stop and think, and just because they're just dawdling along every day doing the same old thing, believing the same old thing, you know, catching the same old news. Believing it the way they've always believed it and not really understanding how far along we are. But this thing, I just wrote this out, and I said, ever faster, I'm seeing a mad rush to carve up the resources around the globe and implement and force change of currency and put in a power base to drive it. This thing about this order out of chaos plan, this there's only one way to do this. I mean, we've seen this thing where they've talked about using natural disasters to do these things and perpetrate things and efforts. But what I've seen lately with this Katrina and that other thing I could throw in there, the Katrina, FEMA admitted they had all this money to fund for, you know, over fixing Katrina. And you've seen that article you probably talked about on the air, how they didn't use any of the money for Katrina.
Right.
They didn't use it. People ought to understand now that this order out of chaos, this doing natural disasters, it can only affect one region or one country at a time. But a thing like a World War III is going to affect every country, every nation, all peoples, the world over at one time. It will affect everything everywhere at once. Every roll of toilet paper, every slice of bread, every piece of mail, every volt of electricity, anywhere and everywhere, all at the same time. World War III will absolutely mandate a total need for global change and a global crisis, and will force the global changes without any votes, without any review by the public, without any opposition or opposing opinion being considered by you or me. And people need to understand that. These people that are higher places, people we don't even see, people we don't even know who they are making decisive power, they have the control, they make decisions, and they care not for the people that exist beneath them. Mm-hmm. The power has been given to them for one reason. It is not about how many different resources there are and the quantity thereof. It is about how many people are using their resources. There are too many people in the world stealing off of them, and they don't like it. They have decided that the world is theirs, and they expect to keep it that way. We at the bottom have been pawns. Borrowed people and borrowed lives needed to help them get richer and help shape the world they intend to build in the future. A world of fewer people, a utopia world, and a more manageable population.
That's exactly right.
And that's where we're at. And people need to, if they get, because we've been hung up so long on this patriot idea of being able to conquer this mess. I mean, what are the odds of that in light of the fact of how many thousands of years of history have we seen their success rate continuing on in an unlimited basis, it seems like, to no end. And it's never, ever been designed to be any other way, because God is, it's not, if he's not in charge of the government, there isn't going to be a good government.
Mm-hmm.
Until he gets rid of the one we've got and gets rid of the world we've got, we don't have anything. We're playing with ideas in our head that are just foolish wasting of time to think that we're going to change this thing. God didn't say we're going to change it. He said he's going to change it. And what we have to do is get it out of our minds that this thing for us to play with, we're going to have to get it in our heads. We have to survive through this. I mean, whoever survives it, I've had nightmares lately, dude. And not because of the stuff I know, but just things that God showed me, little visions of stuff in the future that it's hard to imagine living and seeing all these people being wiped out and being the aftermath of this and helping people through what's coming afterward. Because, I mean, the nightmare that we'll wake up from after the day after this country isn't America anymore, that's just the beginning. Because if we know the people that know the prophetic nature of what's coming after, with the Antichrist and all this other stuff, that even gets more foreboding than even what we surmise to come right now. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that we've ever seen. We've only read about this stuff in mythology. We've only read about this stuff in the Bible that talks about the things before Noah. But dear God, man, we're fixing to see some of this stuff. It's becoming real, right in front of our eyes. And I think we need to really get our hearts and our knees on the ground and start, talking to Almighty God and listen to him for answers. Because I said that on the show the other day.
Mm-hmm.
People have come to God with their answers of what they want and what they need. They want a better car. They want a better house. They want a better this. They want all this stuff. But they need to go to God and listen to what he said you need, because they're not getting their answers met for a lot of them. They're going to a lot of phony routes to get it, but you know how that is. You know how Zeft and other people have talked about the phony Christianity and all this other stuff along with it. But God is looking them in the face and saying, man, I got stuff to tell you, and I got stuff you need to know to save your children, to help your children, to help other people through what's coming, to be ready in your mind and your heart to face things that are, I mean, we think these New World Order people are bad. If the stuff that's in the Bible is talking about it is even remotely real, and we all know this in our gut, that have read it and believe it, when this thing about a kind of a Nephilim type of thing starts to happen on the earth again, I mean, the movie 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later will be a pleasant reality compared to what's coming. That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
How do you think?
Well, I can't disagree with that at all. It's very, very important that we try to understand the breadth and scope of all this stuff. But at the same time, again, be able to have that firm foundation of faith, so that way we can't be shaken in the faith in the face of all this adversity and all this turmoil. Because obviously the odds are stacked against us, brother. They always have been. They always will be. That doesn't mean anything. Now, a perfect example that I usually contextualize for people as far as faith goes, I think, is this. Let's say, Greg, that you've got something looming in front of you. I don't know what it is. Maybe a court date or something like that. Something that has a definitive date ahead of it. You know, you're going to try to avoid that and push it out of your mind, But eventually, as the day gets closer and closer, you start to worry about it more. You start to think about it more. You start to get all kind of freaked out. But then maybe when you get there, everything's taken care of. And you're like, whew, boy, I sure did worry myself to death thinking of worst-case scenarios. No, that's not what happened. What happened is that God is going to fight the battles for us. But it's the precursor to the battle when faith is required.
Yes. So, I feel sorry for those people that are on the side of the fence that we are, bro.
That's right. Well said, my friend. Well, if you have more, you're welcome to stay with us. We got to take a break, though. Folks, stay with us. Back in three with more of our open line edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Our tail end here of hour number two, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Open line edition, my friends. If you'd like to think out loud, feel free to do so. 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Greg Colson on the phone with us. Greg, welcome back.
I just want to thank you for being the guy that you are.
Vice versa.
In this forest we're living in, this fog is getting so thick. Mm. If it wasn't people like you out there producing some sort of light for people to come to for information to get through the fog, I don't think a lot of people get there. And I wish more people, I hope and I pray a lot, that more people get on and listen to your broadcast, even if they don't even have the nerve to talk.
Thank you.
A lot of them are going to go, because the way you point it out, the way you put it out there, it shakes people up. And it shakes them up in a way that they need to be shook up. And they're too nervous to talk about it, but a lot of them are getting on the phone. And a lot more of them will, too, before too long.
Well,
I love you for it, man. I love you for it.
Hey, I love you too, buddy. Thanks so much for the call. And again, this is just the forum. You know, it's you guys who make it special. So thank you
so
much.
We all do. I thank you for being able to stand there arm in arm with the rest of us, man. Because, you know, we got to make this unending chain. And any of the weak links that fall down, we just double up.
Amen.
I appreciate you, partner.
God bless you, sir. Have a great weekend. Greg Colson, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
I certainly appreciate him calling in. Of course, he's been on the show a number of times. Fantastic news analyst. Let's go to Josh in Texas. Josh, welcome to the show. Hello, Josh. All right. Your mic's cutting out there, Manny. Again, let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you
All
hear
right.
Me?
I sure can.
Yeah. I think Dante had it over his story there, abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I think there are other schools of thought on some of this, like all the intense language and foreboding of the Old Testament and the New Testament prelude to various events where the sky rolled up like a scroll and the elements melt with fervent heat, you know, and things like that. I think there's a lot of different ways to look at that prophetic language. Jehovah comes riding on the clouds, you know, of various events. That is a day of the Lord type judgments. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that is necessarily meant to be the entire earth that it's talking about. You know, there's three different Greek words for world and things like that you look at. And end of the age versus end of the world is not the same thing. So
yeah.
I think, you know, there's one thing to look at when...
Can I get you to hang on, Mike?
Yeah, sure,
okay.
Sure.
Thank you. We have to just pause here for a quick station ID for our affiliates. Folks, stay with us back in 90 seconds with hour number three, and your phone calls, be aware of our number, 800-313-9443, and we'll see you on the other side.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact,